Blog Talk Radio.
Chag HaSukkot, Sameach, Chag, Feast of Tabernacles. Here we're at day seven. Day seven right here, here in the season, reason for the season, in gathering, Feast of Tabernacles, Feast of Booths, Feast of Huts, Shanties, that in gathering here at the end of the Hebrew, we could say the holy year right here, the ecclesiastical year, also the end of the sun cycle right here, this change of season time, this time of the year. Here we're at day seven of the feast, Chag, Feast, HaSukkot of the Tabernacle, Sameach, happy, rejoice right here in the season. Here for this day seven, we're at the eve of the Shabbat in the season, looking forward, day eight coming forward, but first thank you, hallelujah.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay.
In Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock.
And the sun cycle right here.
Make you wanna come. Sun is shining, weather is sweet now. Make you wanna move your dancing feet. Go to the rescue.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
Take us to that land.
weather is sweet, yeah. Make you wanna move your dancing feet now to the rescue. Here I am, wanting to know y'all. Can't you understand? Yeah. When the morning gathers the rainbow, wanting to know I'm a rainbow too. To the rescue, here I am. Want you to know y'all. Can't you understand? Wanna move your dancing feet, yeah. But to the rescue, here I am. Want you to know that if you can, here I stand. Yeah, I do. Of course I do. Baby, I'm on the rescue. Baby, I'm totally at the rescue.
Yes, yes, yes. So here, day seven of the feast, day seven of the Feast of Tabernacles, Chag HaSukkot, is referred to as the Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah. What is the Hoshana Rabbah? How does it connect also with the Psalm? We have the Psalm 118, verse 25. Where it reads, Ana Yahuwah Hoshi Ana, Ana Yahuwah Hatzlicha Na. Please, we beseech, O Jehovah, save us now. Ana Yahuwah Hoshi Ana, Hoshi Ana. Here's where we get the Hosanna within the English transliteration sense of Hosanna, Hosanna. Here we had the Hosanna Rabbah, Hoshi'ana Rabbah. And here we have Psalm 118, verses 25 to 26. Ana Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana, Ana Yahuwah, Hatzlicha Na. Please. Oh, Jehovah, save us now, please, Yahuwah. Prosper us now. Ana Yahuwah, Hatzlicha, to prosper, Hatzlicha, nah, please, we beseech. Now, here, that's more coming from the Hebrew there, but from low degrees to high degrees, let's turn to the B-I-B-L-E here in the scripts. In the scripture, let's go to Psalm 118, also a psalm on the Hallel, psalms here in the season, verse 25, where it says, save now, I beseech, I beg, I beseech the eye, Ana, Ana, Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana. Oh, Yahuwah, O Jehovah, I beseech the eye. Begging, beseeching, bringing out the sense and translation of like, please, Ana, 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 Yahuwah, Hoshi'ana, Ana, Yahuwah, Hatzlicha Na. Save now, I beseech the eye, O Jehovah, Yahuwah, O Yahuwah, I beseech, send now prosperity. And this brings us to verse 26, these two key verses from Psalm 118, verse 25, here, verse 26. Baruch Haba B'Shem Yahuwah. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of Yahuwah. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of Jehovah. Baruch. Baruch Haba B'Shem Yahuwah. Barakem, Baraknukem, we bless y'all. Baraknukem, Baraknu, I and I bless, I and I prosper, increase. The benediction, word, sound, powerful, prosperity, increase. Prosper the I, increase the I. The sense of blessing, as we get into, well, what is blessing? That sense of word, sound, and power of prosperity, of increase, sense of increase. Baraknu, Baraknu, I and I, we, Baraknu, Kem, we, I and I, bless Kem, you all, Baraknu, Kem, mi beit Yahuwah, me, from, beit, the house, Yahuwah, the house of Jehovah. Here, KJV says, blessed be he that comes in the name of Yahuwah. We have blessed you. We have blessed you, Baraknukem. We have blessed y'all, the sense of y'all, you all, Baraknukem, out of or from me bait, from the house of Yahuwah. Me bait Yahuwah. So this is the key right here, here, here. But the first part, right, of these two verses, Psalm 118, verse 25, the Ana Yahuwah Hoshiana. So here we have for day seven. When we come to day seven of the feast, remember the command to dwell in booths and huts and tabernacles and those kind of shanties for those seven days in the seventh month, in the seventh moon. So this day also is known as the Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana, Hoshana, Hoshiana, Hoshiana Rabbah. From the Psalm 118, verse 25, based on the Hoshia, Na, save I and I, please, we beseech, we beg the I. Now, the Hoshana Rabbah is the great salvation. Hoshia, Na, salvation, saving, the sense of victory. Rabbah, 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 the great, or Nuff, Nuff, sense of Nuff, Nuff, victory, Nuff, Nuff, saving, Nuff, Nuff, salvation, Hoshiana Rabbah. Here in the Zaman Simchatenu, in the season of I and I joy. When we come here on the Hebrew calculation to the 21st day of the seventh month, the seventh moon, which will be the seventh day, right, of Chag HaSukkot, of the Feast of Tabernacles, it brings us to the Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah. So the seventh and last day of Sukkot, of tabernacles, booths, huts, is called Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah, or the Great Salvation. It's a climactic day of praise, of the Hallel, the Hallelujah, to Yah, the exaltation to He who be, the Hallelujah. Climactic day of praise, of Isis, to Yahuwah, to He who be, who He be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. That was also viewed by the ancient Rebbanim, by the ancient rabbis and scholars of Torah, as somewhat of a mini, right? Some view this as like a mini Yom HaKippurim, a mini Yom Kippur, the day on that which the heavenly decrees from Shemayim made on Rosh Hashanah, which you know in the Torah corresponds, right, to the fifth of the seven appointed feasts and festivals of He who be, who He be, to the Yom HaTeruah, the Yom, the day of the blast, the day of the blowing of the ram's horn, also known as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, because in the Torah, it says right here that we come to what can be called the end of the year, Let's bring this out here in Exodus. Exodus chapter 34, verse 22. And thou shalt observe the Feast of Weeks, which corresponds to Pentecost or Shavuot, of the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the Feast of Ingathering. Hear, the Feast of what? Of Ingathering. So this is also known as the Feast or the Chag Asif. It's a harvest feast. Here's the latter harvest. As it says in the scripture, there's the former and the latter rains, because there's the former harvest. And here we come to the latter harvest at the end of the year. As it says in Exodus chapter 34, verse 22, and the Feast of Ingathering at the year's end. At the year's end. What is this year's end? Now, you might have heard us mention about the sun cycle, the end of the sun cycle. That's another way of bringing out the essence of the Hebrew. But let's go to the Hebrew right here. Here we go right here. The Chag Shavuot and the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, or harvest. Ta'aseh leka, do for yourself. Korei ketzir, first fruits of the first fruits of the harvest, right? Chatim, the ketzir chatim of the wheat harvest. Speaking of the wheat harvest, right? The first fruits of the wheat harvest. Be kure ketzir chatim, or slika, chitim. Be kure ketzir chitim. The first fruits, the bikure ketzir of the harvest, chitim, of wheat. And then it says here, w'chag, and the feast, w'chag, and the feast, the festival, ha'asif, w'chag ha'asif, and the feast of gathering, or the ingathering, from Asaf, like to gather, Asaf. Here, Ha-Asif, the gathering, the ingathering. Tikufat Hashana, Tikufat Hashana, at the turn of the year, but KJV brings it out at the end of the year. But the Tikufat, what is the Tikufat Hashana? You know, we say Shana is year, like we say Rosh Hashana. Right, the head of the year, Rosh Hashanah, which becomes like a new year, because also here in HaTorah, this time in this season, is qualified as the end of the year, or a little bit more correctly, the Tikufat Hashanah, at the turn of the year. So we have the word Tikufa, the root Tikufa. What is the Tikufa? Tikufa. The BDB, Brown's Drivers Briggs, brings out the sense of the coming round, or the circuit of time. He has the circuit of time, the tikufa, right? Or the space, or a turning, as if in a circuit. So we have this cycle here, the cycle and the season turn. Even here is the autumnal, or what some call the fall festival season, the turn of the year, right? At the circuit as a cipher. The turn of the year. Strong's definition brings it out even a little bit more better, a revolution. So the Tikufat Hashana, as says Tikufat Hashana, KJV says at the end of the year, a little more better at the turn, or at the circuit of the year, which qualifies with the end of what's called the sun cycle, because Tikufa, from Strong's definition here, we're at the H8622 word. The H8622 word, the Tikufa, is a revolution, that is, of the sun, right, and of the season, the sun. So we all know around this time of the year, You know, we're coming out of so-called like the summertime here in these regions here in this North Country. And so it's what's about to be like coming into the so-called fall or autumn time and then like winter time. So this is the turn of the year. And the harvest here is like that final harvest, right, within the season and within the time. So the course of the year of time is like a lapse of time, right? It's a significant time both for the land and also for the man, for the human being. Time for the land, harvest, and also for the man, for the covenant-keeping man, especially concerning the Bnei Yisrael and the feasts and the festivals. So the circuit coming about, but KJV brings it out as the end of the year, at the end of the year. But Tikufa comes from the root word, the H5362, Tikufa, comes from the root word nakaf, nakaf. Nakaf means like to strike off something, right? One sense of the word, nakaf. Nakaf, nakaf, also to go around, almost like the compass, like you compass something, like you go around, to go around, right, to surround, sense of nakaf, to encompass, to enclose. But the better idea of the nakaf at the root of tikufa, right, which is translated as the end or the turn of the year, is to make the round. Here we're making I rounds right here, completing the circuit. This here brings out the essential Hebraic idea, completing a circuit, right? And making the round and also rounding off something. Because even as we mentioned with the sun cycle, right, on this earthly plane at this time of the year begins to, it seems to change, right? It seems to change right here. So the Nakaf sense, surround, and also to circulate in a sense of to compass, right? So here, it's the end of the year, right? The end of the sun cycle, the seasonal changes, the harvest, just to see the interconnectivity, both for the land and also for the man. So we have the Hoshana Rabbah, Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, the seventh day of the feast. A climactic day of praise to Yah, hallelujah, and was viewed by many of the ancient scholars of Torah as a mini Yom HaKippurim, a mini day of the coverings, day of the atonement, a day on that the heavenly decree that was made on Rosh Hashanah, on the Yom Teruah, the blowing of the trumpets here beginning this particular season, and also sealed on the Yom HaKippurim 10 days later, are actually sent out to be fulfilled. So here, within the Torah observant, right, this time is connected with the Yom HaKippurim and the beginning of the season here as we come to the Hoshana Rabbah, to the great salvation. So when we look at these keys right here, we have the last three appointments here in this third of the three times in the year, namely the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, when the judgment is rendered, Yom HaKippurim, 10 days later, when the judgment is sealed, and here at the seventh day of the feast, at the Hoshana Rabbah, when the judgment is delivered, when the judgment is delivered. So Hoshana Rabbah is both a somber day of reflection as well as a day of joy and celebration. So both of these go hand in hand. It's a day and a time of a somber reflection. Thus we have on the seventh day the hearing and the reading of the full of full of Kohelet. What is Kohelet? Or rather, who is Kohelet? Kohelet is a preacher called in the translation Ecclesiastes. Interesting, we call this the end of the ecclesiastical, the Hebrew churchical year, as it was in the wilderness. So the Hoshana Rabbah is both a Samba Day, a day of reflection, as well as a day of joy and celebration, and liberation. According to an ancient teaching of Mishnah, namely Sukkah 4 and 5, it was during the Heykal. Heykal, referring to the temple period, right up to 70 AD, during the Heykal period, willow branches were placed around the Mizbeach, around the communal altar, the altar in the temple, and there was a parade, a march. You know, there was a parade and a march. Here's where also there's the trod of circling, right? Circling the altar, you know, where we circle the altar right here, right? So looking at this and putting it into perspective, going to touch on a few keys right here because, you know, the season, you know, it ebbs and it flows, and here it's flowing to a fulfillment. But the willow branches, one of the four species, Arba'at HaMinim, four species of trees of green that's used to make the booth, the tabernacle, the willow branches were placed around the altar, and a parade was made around the Mizbeach, around the altar, like circling the altar. We also call it, like, in a sense, circling Jatron on that level, while the people recited. So while the people would place the willow branches around the Mizbeach, the altar, and that parade of ones and ones was made round about the communal altar, the people would chant and recite Psalm 118, verse 25, namely the first part, that opening part, right? Hoshiana ana Yahuwah, Hoshiana ana Yahuwah, Hatzlicha na. And I beseech the eye, O Yahuwah, save us now. Hoshiana, please, O Yahuwah, prosper I and I. Prosper us now. Hatzliha, hatzliha, na. So the key verse is once again from Psalm 118, verses 25 to 26. Now, why is this important? All right, so here we go from the Brit Hayishana, was called the Old Testament scriptures, to the Brit Chadasha, right? Connecting the psalm, connecting the feast, the festival of tabernacles, of ingathering, right? And we move it forward right here to the Brit Chadasha. What do we find in the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant, the renewed covenant called the New Testament records? We find that it was on the last day of Sukkot, last day of Tabernacles, Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, Hoshana, Hoshana, Hosanna, Hoshana Rabbah, Nuff Nuff victory. The great day was the seventh day. The great day was the last day of those 7 days that we are commanded to abide, to dwell in tabernacles and booths and huts. Perhaps just after the water libation ceremony, we mentioned this before and mentioned this again right here, that connected with tabernacles is a very interesting ancient water libation. You know about libation? Well, here, right, the Hebrews and the Yehudim, right, had the water libation ceremony, that Robeinu Yeshua, Einai Rabbi, the Rabbi Yeshua HaNotri, Jesus of Nazareth. Remember, he stood up. He stood up and he cried out and he shouted out. What did he shout out? He said, if anyone thirsts, make him come to me. Make him come to I and drink. Whoever amains in I, believes in I, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Here we have Yohanan, John's Gospel, John chapter 7, focus verses, verses 37 and 38. So do we have an observation of tabernacles in the New Testament, the New Covenant? Yes, we do. John's Gospel, right, chapter 7, and here focus to what Yeshua said that no doubt was connected with that water libation. So when you're reading in John chapter 7, right, what occurred there in that time, and you hear Yeshua, Robeinu, and I, Rabbi, saying what he's saying, right, if anyone thirsts, make him come to I and drink. Whoever remains in I, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. I think some translation says out of his belly. We'll touch on that as well. But what's interesting is that connection of what Yeshua said with the water has to do with this feast, this festival right here, 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 and how it was practiced even in the time of Yeshua of Nazareth. Now, the early sages had taught, quote, at the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot, at the Feast of Tabernacles, judgment is made concerning the waters. So it's an ancient Yehudi Judaic thought, and it's now more clear to us that Yeshua had this in mind. That's why he said that you'll worship that which you know not, but we know what we worship for salvations of the Yehudim, right, of the tribe of Judah, because they had this connection, right, with what they observed at this time and season. And then we read with Yeshua what he did and what he said. This now gives a fuller context and a clearer context. So the early sages taught that the feast, Chag HaSukkot, judgment is made concerning the waters. So it's a water libation ceremony. And around this time, as we come to the end of the Torah readings and feedings, and over the next several months and moons, within the standing prayers, the Amidah, and other offerings and word sound, there is a petition to send rain, sending that rain. And so as we give thanks for the harvest that we have received, right, we make this request in our communal collective prayers and in the standing prayer for water and the rains to be sent, right? So looking forward to the upcoming, right, seasons of harvest, of former, right, and latter rains. This refers to the rain that was needed for the forthcoming planting season. So while we're giving thanks for the harvest in the land, we give thanks for the harvest of what has previously gone forward, right, the word, sound, and power, looking forward, right, to the forthcoming planting season and the need for rain. Now, one of the Yehudi, later Judaic historians, Josephus, he calls the ceremonial drawing of water from the pool of Siloam. So when you're reading in the Gospels, the translation, KJV, you come across a scene at the pool of Siloam, quote, the very sacred close of the year, the very sacred close of the year. As we mentioned, Exodus chapter 34, 22, the Tikufat Hashana, the close of the year, the cycle, the circuit of the year. Since the amount of rainfall over the next few months, 3 to roughly 5 months, would directly impact the harvest in the spring. So we're already here, we are at the end of what began with the spring festival, Pesach, the 7th month right here. And then we have this about 5 or so months, right? And the amount of rainfall over the next few months, this directly impacts the forthcoming harvest in the springtime to come at the beginning of the holy, the Hebrew, we could say churchical or ecclesiastical year, where we have the feast, the festivals, the 7, the appointments. Now, the need for rain over the winter months, the winter moons, right, in the northern part of Africa, Arabia, speaking of the Levant, right, where currently the state of Israel in the northern part, the need for rain over the winter months in Israel was an ongoing need. a necessity that we could call a monasticity for the welfare, for the shalom, the peace and the prosperity of the people, even of Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel. In Yeshayahu, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 12, verse 3, it says, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Again, ani lechose, I repeat, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, Robeinu, I and I rabbi, and I master, and I teacher, Yeshua, he once encountered a woman, remember the woman that he encountered, who had come to draw water from a well, right? And what did Yeshua say? He says, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Here we have Yohanan, John's Gospel, chapter 4, focus verses 13 to 14. That's John, chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. Are you making this connection, the water libation, the connection of tabernacles, which is also kind of a water feast, a water festival, the role and the importance of water at this time of the year? Likewise, he taught earlier in his ministry. What did Yeshua teach earlier? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, he says, blessed are those ashrei, happiness to those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for tzedakah, for they shall be satisfied. So those who thirst for righteousness, they will be satiated with that water. What kind of water? That living water, that eternal water, that spring of water. Just as the people, Ha'am, they understood clearly. They understood they needed physical rain. People who live on the land, people who farm the land, right? Back to life, back to reality, right? They recognize the need for the physical rain, that rain from Shemaim, from the heavens. For what purpose? To sustain. The physical rain is necessary to sustain their physical lives and liberty. So, Adonai Yeshua, our master, our Lord Yeshua, he pointed to himself as the source, using that as a metaphor, allegory, a mashal, right? He pointed to himself as the source of spiritual rain, or what is called the living water, or from the Hebraicism of it all, the flowing water. The flowing water is the living water. You know, the stagnant water is dead water, but the flowing water is living water. And this is that, we can call it spiritual rain, the living water that would sustain their spiritual lives, their spirituality, their spiritual liberty. Rain of blessing, the rain of baraka. Then it refers to the refreshing power of the Ruach HaKadosh, of the Holy Spirit, the Memphis Kedus, that would become an inner, in the innermost of the inner sense, an inner source of life and liberty for those who amen, those who admit, those who credit in the truth, those who believe. As Adonai Yeshua said, out of his innermost of the inner, right, being will flow rivers of living water. Which some thought this and think this refers back to the miraculous waters that were given in the Midbar. Recall the Israelites coming out of Mitzrayim, since even the Feast of Sukkot, is to recall how Yahuwah sustained their needs while they dwelt in temporary structures. So they had to build, you know, like shanties and huts and booths while they trotted through the Midbar, through the wilderness, right? So once again, looking at what Yeshua here says, right, and connecting it with the reason for the season, some of I and I link this with the miraculous waters, right, that were given in the Midbar. Each soul will be a rock. Each soul, each psyche, also the importance of the soul, right, the importance of her, each soul will be a rock smitten. A rock smitten and a rock hitten. Each soul would be a rock smitten in the thirsty land. From that crystal clear rivers of life-giving grace. Life-giving grace. Another key theme right here in the season. Grace, life, and that life-giving grace. That life-giving grace shall flow. Indeed, the Hallel is like the Hallel of the Hallelujah, that exaltation, right? That bigging up of He who be, that Hallelujah, the Hallel are like the praise, like certain psalms in the Psalter that are called the Hallel Psalms, right? These are the songs, right, and the psalms of praise. So in linking the general idea here of the Hallel, right, as we say, Hallelujah, praise to He who be, who He be. So here, the Hallel that is recited during the festival, it includes the verse. Psalm 114, connecting with the Hallel Psalms, 114 verse 8. In Psalm 114, verse 8, He turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. He turned the rock. And that's interesting psalm, Psalm 114. That's the Hallel of Yisrael, Yashu'ala, as they came out of Mitzrayim. That psalm right there is intimately connected, right, with the Israelites coming forward, right, out of Mitzrayim. Psalm 114, verse 8, He turned the rock into a pool of water, the flint into a fountain of waters. So, right here, just from the Haggadah right here, give thanks, Sister Emmanuel.
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant. How? That all of our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meats, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Moshiach. So if Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, or Nuf Nuf victory, great salvation, Nuf Nuf much victory, Hoshana, salvation, Rabbah, much Nufness, if this represents judgment delivered, as we point to the season right here, beginning off with the Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, judgment is rendered. 10 days of awe to Yom HaKippurim, the day of the covering, the day of the atonement. Judgment is sealed. And here, 5 days after, we begin the Chag HaSukkot, dwelling in booths for 7 days, coming to the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah, judgment is delivered. So we have judgment being rendered, judgment being sealed, and Mishpat being delivered, just to connect some of the main themes right here. And then as now we get to understand this, when we start to look in the Brit Chadasha, a new covenant called a New Testament, it should make much more sense in reality. So Hoshana Rabbah, if this represents judgment being delivered. Then Adonainu, Yeshua, was teaching that the spirit, the Ruach of Elohim, of the Almighty Power, would deliver the good verdict, would deliver the good verdict. So in the context of the Yehudi, right, of the tribe of Judah, right, and the Yehudim and the Judahites, called in translation the Jews, even we the black Jews, what Yeshua, Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, was saying, and what he was teaching was that the spirit of Elohim, as in the beginning, as in Bereshit, as in Genesis, also this time and this season is connected with creation. And we seal up the Torah portion reading and feedings and proverbially rewind to the beginning, to Bereshit. And in Bereshit, we find the Ruach of Elohim, the Ruach, the spirit of Elohim. And here Yeshua is teaching that the spirit of Elohim would deliver the good verdict, the good verdict, the Gemar Tov, right? That good sealing and being sealed up for good, for Tov, Tovah, and the true freeness that Moshiach, that Messiah secured for I and I, even through his sacrificial deed and death as I and I atonement before Elohim, and also as I and I high priest. Further, reference the epistle to the Hebrews. See, this makes sense. When we look at Hebrews, it dwells on a lot of these Old Testament tabernacle themes and this fulfillment in and through the King of Kings, Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Now, there are certain Judaic, ancient, and even modern customs for Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day of tabernacles. Greetings to your friends. Since Hoshana Rabbah, it marks a time when Yahweh, Jehovah's decree, the book of life, the book of life, as well as the book of death, the Sefer HaChayim, HaChayim, and the Sefer HaMavet. A custom is to greet your friends, the Chabarim, your friends and associates, with the phrase of some from the Aramaic, this would be Piska Tava, meaning in the Aramaic, a good note, like a good note, you know, like in your judgment, you know, almost like it's like in court in a sense, you know, where there might be a note within the docket and the documents, a good note, referring to the final inscription and sealing and being sealed up in the Sefer Chayim, in the book of life. Also, one of the customs for Hoshana Rabbah, for day seven, right, is staying up all night, kol laila, all night. It is a common practice, right, to stay awake, kol laila, all night, on the night before Hoshana Rabbah. During this time, this ayah was the book of Devarim, the repetition of the law, the Mishnah HaTorah, as it's called, the Mishnah HaTorah, the book of Deuteronomy, and the entire book of Psalms is read. This is said to ensure that HaTorah, Yah's direction instruction, has been read through before the beginning of the Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah, as we're sealing up, you know, the old year of Torah portion reading and feedings, and beginning off anew. It is also customary to preparing the willow branches for the next morning's, the Shacharit, the morning's Hoshana, the Hoshana, salvation, victory service. Now, the Hoshana Rabbah service, just going over some of these basics right here, so we can have both a better idea, right, of what was done then, but also it gives insight into what Yeshua HaMoshiach, the one who the world calls Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christos, said and did, and bring it in into the Brit Chadasha context. Now, the Hoshana Rabbah service, Hoshana Rabbah. During the Hoshana Rabbah service, many enough ones choose to wear white, right, as it speaks of in the scripts, and also as the Israelites of Ethiopia, we have that custom, you know, are we not surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses? Wear the white kittel, much like the Yom HaKippurim, during the Shacharit, during the morning, the dawning services. In almost every congregation, the leader will wear the kittel or the white clothing, the garments of righteousness, since the day is a day of judgment. This also brings up the idea that even the call chosen and faithful Rastafari in the way, truth, and life of the King of Kings, Gedemar HaSlasi, would say that every day is a judgment day, right? Now, in the Mikurab, the Moed, right, the tabernacle, or rather the synagogue, the gathering, it's called the synagogue, but also that's the Hebrew Judaic church, right, itself, the paroket. What is the paroket? The paroket is the curtain on the Aron. The Aron is the ark, the Aron HaBarit. So in synagogues, the Hebrew and Judaic churches itself, the paroket, the curtain on the ark, remains, right, remains white, and extra candles that remain from Yom HaKippurim may be lit. Now, there is the custom of the seven times. So here we're in the seventh month. Here we come to the seventh feast. And here we come to the seventh day. That's known as Hoshana Rabbah. And there's the seven times around the sanctuary, seven times around the holy place. Now, during the six previous days of Sukkot, of tabernacles, the lulav is that bouquet that is made from the various species that HaTorah says to make our sukkahs, our tabernacles, our booths, our huts, our pavilion, our dens, right? The lulav is shaken, right? It's shaken during the hallel, like the hallelujah. Hallelujah is like a command. All of your hallel. To exalt, big him up, hallelujah, all of y'all, hallelujah, he who be. But now the lulav, that bouquet, is shaken during the hallel, the praise psalms, sung right after the Amidah. The Amidah is a standing prayer in the Shacharit Avodah, in the morning service, as well as during the Hoshana. The Hoshana, this hymn, this chant that begins with Hoshana. Hosha'ina, please save Ina. Hosha'ina, Hosha'sha, like of Yeshua, Hosha'ina, save Ina, save us, please. Sense of save us, please, save us now, that is sung during the service, the Aboda. Now, HaTorah, in the Hebrew, the Judaic churches called in latter-day synagogues, right, the Moed, the Torah is taken from the ark. The Torah is taken from the ark. Much like the Israelites of Ethiopia, are you not as children of the Ethiopians, where the ark plays a significant role in the spiritual, right, and the ceremonial services, so it was with the Yehudim, right, the Judahites, that the Torah is taken from the ark and is set on the bima. What is the bima? The bima is the Torah reading table, the bima. And the congregation circles it once in a processional called the hakafa, while shaking their lulavot, their bouquets, and carrying their etrogim, or that the fruit, something like a citron. You might see sometimes something that looks like a lemon or a citron. This is the fruit of goodly tree, as we have in Torah, the prey, right? The pri, right? The pri eats the hadar, the fruit of the goodly tree. On Hoshana Rabbah, however, so on 6 days, one time, ark is taken, the Torah is taken from the ark, the Torah scroll is taken from the ark, is placed on the reading table, the Torah reading table known as the Bima, and the congregation circles it. This is calling to mind what would happen at the altar in the temple times, circling the altar once. So on every day, there's one cipher in a procession called the Hakafa, while shaking the bouquets, the lulabot, and carrying the fruit of the goodly trees, the etrogim. Now, on Hoshana Rabbah, on the seventh day, however, instead of one Hoshana, so on every other day, there's one Hoshana. On the Hoshana Rabbah, on the seventh day, there are seven Hoshanot. Hoshanot are recited, and seven Hakafot are made, ciphers, circling, right, around the sanctuary. Normally, all of the Torah scrolls are taken from the ark and put on the bima, while this sevenfold processional takes place. One more of the customs, and this, some of these are very interesting when we understand the principles and where they derive, you know, their ceremonial authority as in reference to scripture, and then see what Yeshua was testified of, Robeinu Yeshua, these things become even more clear. There is what's known as the beating of the willows. And one also must recall when Robeinu Yeshua went to Jerusalem, they were engaged in that Hoshana. You remember that? Riding on the donkey, you know, and ones had the palms, one of the four species as well. So at the conclusion of this, and the conclusion of the Hakafot, the seven, right, on the seventh day, seven times, an additional rite or ritual is conducted in that the branches of the willow, which in the Hebrew is known as the Arabot or the Aravot, are struck. They're struck upon the ground, or in some cases, upon a chair. They're struck. So we have the branches of the willow, Arabot, being struck on the ground or upon a chair five times, until their leaves fall off. Now, this ceremony recalls the days of HaHekal, the days of the temple up to 70 AD, when branches were struck against the ground near HaMizbeach, near the communal altar, right, in the temple courtyard, as a symbolic gesture of casting away, one's chatiyat, one's sin, one's akaris, forfeitures, sins, wrongdoing. In like manner, this is the, quote, beating of the willows ceremony. It symbolizes the ridding of any remaining chatot, akaris, sins, fornication under the crown of the king, any lack, any sin, any akaris, right? The leaves in this context representing these transgressions that might still yet, if they still remain and not dealt with, they might yet influence Ha'el's decision to seal the Sefer Chaim, the Book of Life, with our names, our Shemot, names inscribed therein. Now, many Yehudim will keep the beaten willow branches. So some would even keep the beaten willow branches by being struck on the ground or upon a chair, right? Elijah's chair, right? To use when they burn the chametz, when they burn the yeast just before Passover. So there's also a known custom that ones would sometimes keep, many Yehudim would keep the leaves, right, for nearly the five or so months, right? And then when they are burning all the leaven, preparing for the feast of Pesach, they would burn this just before Passover, right? So usually the Torah readings, right, for Aliyot, separate individuals usually are called to read from HaTorah on Hoshana Rabbah, namely from Numbers chapter 29, verses 26 to 34. Reader 1 would read Numbers 29 verses 26 to 28, reader 2, Numbers 29 verses 29 to 31, reader 3, Numbers 29 verses 32 to 34, and reader 4 would read Numbers 29 verses 29 to 34. So here, just coming to the closure, just an overview right here of the Hoshana Rabbah, as this day is Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day. In fact, we should probably, think we need to update that, on the script for this podcast on the Rastafari Israelites and as well as Rastafari Groundation on the podcast as well. Hoshana Rabbah, the closure of Sukkot, of Tabernacles. For many Yehudim, Hoshana Rabbah is the last day that one shakes the bouquet, right, known as the lulav, and the etrog, the goodly fruit, right, of the trees, and eats within the sukkah, eats within the hut or the tabernacle. There's the round chalot, like thick bread, right, are often served, as well as apples and honey, just like the evening meal of Rosh Hashanah. There's widespread custom, right, to eat certain other traditional foods, among certain, Yehudi of certain other cultures, as well. There's some Eastern European foods, the kreplach, all that, so forth and so on. But there are some foods that are traditionally eaten. Different communities sometimes would have different, foods. Now, the afternoon of Hoshana Rabbah is the winding down. So here we're winding down, so to speak, of Tabernacles. Some people visit the sukkah, right, which is the hut, the booth, right, the den, one last time to eat a snack and to recite the following prayer. And what is this following prayer? It's interesting, this following prayer, because this prayer here links with, one of the Ethiopia hidden verses in the psalm. I think it's Psalm 72. But here, this following prayer would be, may it be that we merit to dwell in the sukkah made of Leviathan. I know that would throw some ones off because the psalm, and what it says about the righteous concerning the same one right here. But it says, may it be that we merit to dwell, if they don't understand, in the sukkah made of Leviathan. Let's see if we can bring this up right here so ones can get a better context. Don't want to leave one with that, and get the ignorant to come in and throw in some ignorance. So let's see if we can bring this verse up right here. Leviathan, right? Leviathan, right here. Let's see. It's Psalm. Yeah, here goes. The Psalm 74, I said 72, Slichali, Yekutane. Psalm 74, verse 14, in the King of Kings Bible, the Ethiopic Bible. Here is a mention of Ethiopia, right? But here's the verse. Here's the connectivity of what some do visiting their sukkah one last time to eat a snack and recite the following prayer. May it be that we merit to dwell in the sukkah, in the hut, the pavilion, the tabernacle made of Leviathan. Here, Psalm 74, 14, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat, gavest him to be ma'akal, gavest him to be food, right? Ma'akal to the people inhabiting the wilderness. In the King of Kings Bible and some of the Ethiopic Bibles here, it says the people, right, inhabiting Ethiopia, the people of Ethiopia. In Psalm 74, 14, thou breakest the heads of Leviathan. Now, this connects also in the Brit Chadasha with Revelation. The heads, that beast that has all these heads, right? Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces and gavest him to be meat, makal, food, to the people inhabiting the wilderness, or to the people inhabiting Ethiopia, to the Israelites of Ethiopia. Therefore, May it be that we, that I and I merit to dwell in the sukkah and the hut, the pavilion, the den made of Leviathan, an idea that some say derives from certain Talmudic reasonings. I just showed you right here where this is derived from the Psalm 74, verse 14, where it said that Yahuwah, Jehovah, will slay the Leviathan in the end of days. Therefore, we have Revelation reading in the way it does. It's based on even Hebraic and Judaic foundations. It is said that Yahuwah, Jehovah, will slay the Leviathan in the end of days and make Sukkot, make tabernacles, huts, pavilion, booths out of its hide for the tzaddikim, for the righteous ones, for the innocent ones, the ones who will be declared righteous, innocent. So on the evening following Hoshana Rabbah, coming forward, even this season, this time, to the Shabbat day, begins the festival of Shemini Atzeret. Shemini, the eighth. Shemini is eighth Atzeret, the eighth day assembly. So right here, brothers and sisters and brothers, let's share something appropriate to the theme and the sevens here. So the sevens, you notice the sevens? All right, here's a two sevens clash, culture, even I, Ethiopian Hebrew, Israelite culture.
I'm gonna go feel it. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat Shalom. So here. I was going to pick up a little bit more on Ecclesiastes connection. Sukkot, Tabernacles, and the vanity theme. But first things first, going to get a hear of the full of four. Give thanks to Ross Hezekiah for the read of Ecclesiastes, which is read publicly, you know, on this seventh day. It's one of the medis right here. For the Hoshana Rabba service right here. So stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned, coming forward.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai.
And on the fifth day, 9 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without spot. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, and his meat offering and his drink offering. And on the sixth day, 8 bullocks, 2 rams, and 14 lambs of the first year without blemish. And their meat offering and their drink offerings for the bullocks, for the rams, and for the lambs shall be according to their number after the manner. And 1 goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering, his meat offering, and his drink offering.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Perfect. Blessed.
Moshiach. So right here for day 7, the Hoshana Rabbah, the meditation, the hearing of the word of the preacher, Ecclesiastes, right here, stretching forth I, right here in the fellowships, the co-laborers, give thanks and praise, hallelujah, and here to Ras Hezekiah for the read. The read here of the full of full of the book of Ecclesiastes. Stay tuned. Some more reasoning. Very interesting book here. Very interesting reasoning. Tabernacles and the theme of vanity. Right? Remember, this is Hoshana Rabbah. It's a solemn reflection, a day of reflection, as well as joy and celebration. So it's not just a joy and celebration without that serious reflection that the book of Ecclesiastes reminds I and I of. So let's ride up right here.
Yes. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Chag Sukkot Sameach. Blessed are you, Adonai, our Elohim, ruler of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Adonai, who chooses the Torah, Moshe, Elohim's servant, and Israel, Elohim's people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. I'll be reading chapter 1 of Ecclesiastes, part 1. The theme, all is vanity. The words of the preacher, the son of Dawit, king in Jerusalem. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. What profit hath a man of all his labor that he taketh under the sun? Part 2, the theme proved. 1, by the transitoriness of all things. Verse 4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever. The sun also riseth, and the sun goeth down, and hasteth to his place where he arose. The wind goeth toward the south, and turneth about to the north. It whirleth about continually, and the wind returneth again according to his circuits. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from whence the rivers come, thither they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot utter it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. The thing that hath been, it is that shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new? It hath been already of old time which was before us. There is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. The proof continued. Evil remains despite power, wisdom, and knowledge. I, the preacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. That which is crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is wanting cannot be numbered. I communed with mine own heart, saying, Lo, I am come to great estate, and have gotten more wisdom than all they that have been before me in Jerusalem. Yea, my heart had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow. Chapter 2. The proof continued. Pleasure ends in emptiness. I said in mine heart, Go to now, I will prove thee with mirth. Therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said of laughter, It is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I sought in my heart to give myself to wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom, and to lay hold on folly, till I might see what was that good for the sons of men, which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. The proof continued. 4. Riches and great works give no enduring satisfaction. I made me great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them of all kinds of fruits. I made me pools of water, to water therewith the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house. Also I had great possessions of great and small cattle, above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I get me men singers and woman singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. The proof continued. 5. Wisdom is better than folly, but both have an end. And I turned myself to behold wisdom, and madness, and folly. For what can a man do that cometh after the king? Even that which hath been already done. Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. Then said I in my heart, As it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, That this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall all be forgotten. And how dieth the wise man as the fool. Therefore I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous to me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it to the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor, wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This is also vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and of the vexation of his heart, wherein he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart taketh not rest in the night. This is also vanity. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of Elohim. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? For Elohim giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before Elohim. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. Chapter 3. The proof continued. Number 6. The weary round of life. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which Elohim hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that Elohim maketh from the beginning to the end. I know there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of Elohim. I know that whatsoever Elohim doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. And Elohim required that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there, the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in my heart, Elohim shall judge the righteous and the wicked. For there was a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in my heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that Elohim might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them, as one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go to one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works. For that is his portion, for who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Chapter 4, Part 3. The theme unfolded. One in view of the oppressions and iniquities of life. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. And on the side of their oppressors there was power, but they had no comforter. Wherefore I praise the dead which are already dead more than the living which are yet alive. Yea, better is he than both they which hath not yet been, who hath not seen the evil work that is done under the sun. Again, I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. The fool foldeth his hands together and eateth his own flesh. Better is a handful with quietness than both the hands full with travail and vexation of spirit. Then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither saith he, for whom do I labor and bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity, yea, it is a sore travail. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king, who will no more be admonished. For out of prison he cometh to reign, whereas also he that is born in his kingdom becometh poor. I considered all the living which walk under the sun, with the second child that shall stand up in his stead. There is no end of all the people, even of all that have been before them. They also that come after shall not rejoice in him. Surely this is also vanity and vexation of spirit.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay tuned. Stay tuned more on Ecclesiastes, the preacher coming forward. But just check out today's daily song right here. Here we have today's daily song. We have Psalm
60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Selah. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, 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 tread down our end.
El Ha'el. Elohim have spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. Theme of the season, rejoicing. I will divide Shechem. Again, Elohim have spoken in his holiness, his set apartness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem. And mete out, measure out the valley of Sukkot, valley of booths, of huts. Very, very interesting right here. Today's daily psalm, royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek. But here. Let's continue with the Medi here in the season, Ecclesiastes, the preacher.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 5, The Unfolding Continued, Number 2, In View Riches of Riches and Poverty. Verse 1, Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of Elohim, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim. For Elohim is in heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business, and the fool's voice is known by multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow to Elohim, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldst not vow than that thou shouldst vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should Elohim be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hands? For in the multitude of dreams and many words there are also divers vanities. But fear thou Elohim. If thou seest the oppression, the oppression of the poor, and violent perverting of judgment and justice in a province, marvel not at that matter. For he that is higher than the highest regardeth, and there be higher than they. Moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. The king himself is served by the field. He that loveth silver shall not be satisfied with silver, nor he that loveth abundance with increase. This is also vanity. When goods increase, they are increased that eat them. And what good is there to the owners thereof, saying the beholding of them with their eyes? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely riches kept for the owners thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. As he came forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. And this also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he that hath labored for the wind? All his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath in with his sickness. Behold that which I have seen. It is good and comely for one to eat and to drink, and to enjoy the good of all his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life, which Elohim giveth him, for it is his portion. Every man also to whom Elohim hath given riches and wealth, and hath given him power to eat thereof, and to take his portion, and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of Elohim. For he shall not much remember the days of his life, because Elohim answereth him in the joy of his heart. Chapter 6, The Unfolding Continued, Number 3, In View of Man's Inevitable End. Verse 1, There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, and it is common among men. A man to whom Elohim hath given riches, wealth, and honor, so that he wanteth nothing for his soul of all that he desireth, yet Elohim giveth him not power to eat thereof, but a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. If a man beget 100 children and live many years, so that the days of his years be many, and his soul be not filled with good, and also that he have no burial, I say that an untimely birth is better than he. For he cometh in with vanity, and departeth in darkness, and his name shall be covered with darkness. Moreover, he hath not seen the Son, nor known anything. This hath more rest than the other. Yea, though he live in 1,000 years twice told, yet hath he seen no good. Do not all go to one place? All the labor of man is for his mouth, and yet the appetite is not filled. For what hath the wise more than the fool? What hath the poor that knoweth to walk before the living? Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. That which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he. Seeing there be many things that increase vanity, what is man the better? For who knoweth what is good for man in this life, all the days of his vain life which he spendeth as a shadow? For who can tell a man what shall be after him under the sun? Chapter 7, The Unfolding, continued, number 4, In View of the Incurable Evil of Man. Verse 1, A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of thorns under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Surely oppression maketh the wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is profit to them that see the sun. For wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Consider the work of Elohim, for who can make that straight which he hath made crooked? In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. Elohim also hath set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him. All things have I seen in the days of my vanity. There is a just man that perished in his righteousness, and there is a wicked man that prolongeth his life in his wickedness. Be not righteous overmuch, neither make thyself overwise. Why shouldest thou destroy thyself? Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? It is good that thou shouldest take hold of this. Yea, also from this withdraw not thine hand. For he that feareth Elohim shall come forth of them all. Wisdom strengtheneth the wise more than 10 mighty men which are in the city. For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Also take no heed to all words that are spoken, lest thou hear thy servant curse thee. For oftentimes also thine own heart knoweth that thou thyself likewise hast cursed others. All this have I proved by wisdom. I said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. That which is far off and exceeding deep, who can find it out? I applied mine heart to know, and to search, and to seek out wisdom, and the reason of things, and to know the wickedness of folly, even of foolishness and madness. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands. Whoso pleaseth Elohim shall escape from her. but the sinner shall be taken by her. Behold, this have I found, saith the preacher, counting one by one to find out the account, which yet my soul seeketh, but I find not. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Lo, this only have I found, that Elohim hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. Chapter 8, The Unfolding, continued, number 5, in view of the mystery of the divine providences, verse 1. Who is as the wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed. I counsel thee to keep the king's commandment, and that in regard of the oath of Elohim. Be not hasty to go out of his sight. Stand not in an evil thing, for he doeth whatsoever pleaseth him. Where the word of a king is, there is power. And who may say to him, What doest thou? Whoso keepeth the commandment shall feel no evil thing, and a wise man's heart discerneth both time and judgment. Because to every purpose there is time and judgment. Therefore the misery of man is great upon him, for he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. All this have I seen, and applied my heart to every work that is done under the sun. There was a time wherein one man ruleth over another to his own hurt. And so I saw the wicked buried, who had come and gone from the place of the holy, and they were forgotten in the city where they had so done. This is also vanity. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear Elohim, which fear before him. But it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days, which are as a shadow, because he feareth not before Elohim. There is a vanity which is done upon the earth, that there be just men to whom it happen according to the work of the wicked. Again, there be wicked men to whom it happeneth according to the work of the righteous. I said that this also is vanity. Then I commended mirth, because a man hath no better thing under the sun than to eat and to drink and to be merry. For that shall abide with him of his labor the days of his life, which Elohim giveth him under the sun. When I applied mine heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there it is that neither day nor night seeth sleep with his eyes. Then I beheld all the work of Elohim, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
ያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ El Rohim.
Man, that is blind. Man, that is blind. advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here, Megai and I hear the conclusion of the matter.
Chapter 9, The Unfolding, continued, Part 6, In View of the World's Wrong Standard of Values. For all this I considered in my heart, even to declare all this, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of Elohim. No man knoweth either love or hatred by all that is before them. All things come alike to all. There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean, and to the unclean, to him that sacrificeth, and to him that sacrificeth not. As is the good, so is the sinner, and he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event to all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. For to him that is joined to all the living there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished, neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun. Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry heart, for Elohim now accepteth thy works. Let thy garments be always white, and let thy head lack no ointment. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and as the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in an evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. This wisdom have I seen also under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city, and few men within it, and there came a great king against it, and besieged it, and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. The words of wise men are heard and quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. Chapter 10, The Unfolding, continued, number 7, In View of the Anarchy of the World. Verse 1, dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth the little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. I have seen servants upon horses, and princes walking as servants upon the earth. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh an hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength, but wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and the babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness, and the end of his talk is mischievous madness. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be, and what shall be after him, who can tell him? The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city. Woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a child, and thy princes eat in the morning. Blessed art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, and thy princes eat in due season, for strength and not for drunkenness. By much slothfulness the building decayeth, and through idleness of the hands the house droppeth through. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber. For a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. Chapter 11, Part 4, The Best Thing Possible to the Natural Man. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of Elohim, who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou, that for all these things Elohim will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Chapter 11, Part 4, The Best Thing Possible to the Natural Man. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven, and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child, even so thou knowest not the works of Elohim, who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. For thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou, that for all these things Elohim will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Brother Hezekiah, for the read right there. Let's see right there. I think that was, you know, that was chapter 11 right there. Just to complete this right here, chapter 12. I think what we heard right there is, therefore remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. So here, when the theme Sukkot and vanity right here, somber reflection, meditation, as well as the joy, rejoicing in the season. And this is a book that has the key name or the key attribute of Yahuwah, Elohim, or Ha Elohim, the almighty power, the judge, the creator attribute right there. But here, Ecclesiastes, Kohelet, the preacher, chapter 12 right here, the best thing possible to the natural man apart from Elohim. Remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come nigh, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in that, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loose, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to Elohim who gave it. Vanity of vanity, saith Qoheleth the preacher. All is vanity. And moreover, because Qoheleth, the Ecclesiastes, the preacher was wise, he still taught the people da'at, knowledge, gnosis. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher, Qoheleth, the Ecclesiastes, sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the master of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, Bini, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there's no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Part five, right here, here, here. The best thing possible for man under the law, under HaTorah. Verse 13. Let us make I hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear, reverence Elohim, and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For this is the whole of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be tov or whether it be ra'ah, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Kavod HaKalu, Kavod HaDimsu, Kavod HaHailu. Glory to the word, sound, and power. Glory to Abinu Malkeinu. Glory be to our Father, our King. Bashem Yeshua HaMoshiach.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And here. From the Haftarah, the prophet's reading here, to Brit Chadasha, the new covenant reading right here, John, Gospel, chapter 7 and 8.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
John, chapter 7. Yeshua urged to go to the Feast of Tabernacles. After these things, Yeshua walked in Galilee, for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said to him, Depart hence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, shew thyself to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Yeshua said to them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it, that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up to this feast. I go not up yet to this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words to them, he abode still in Galilee. Final departure from Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up to the feast, not openly, but as if it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. For some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit, no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Yeshua at the Feast of Tabernacles. Now about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learnt? Yeshua answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of Elohim or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil. Who goest about to kill thee? Yeshua answered and said to them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave to you circumcision, not because it was of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken. Are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit, we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Yeshua in the temple as he taught, saying, Ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself. But he that sent me is true, whom ye know not, but I know him, for I am from him, and he has sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed in him, and said, When Christ, when Messiah cometh, will he do more miracles than these that this man has done? The Pharisees heard that the people murmured such things concerning him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers to take him. Then said Yeshua to them, Yet a little while, and I am with you, and then I go to him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, thither ye cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, Whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go to the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this that he said, Ye shall seek me, and not find me? And where I am, thither ye cannot come. The great prophecy concerning the Holy Spirit for power. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. He that believeth in me, as the scriptures has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spake of the Spirit, that they that believe in him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because that Yeshua was not yet glorified. The people divided in opinion. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth, this is a prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. But some said, Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that Christ cometh of the seed of David, and out of the town of Bethlehem, where David was? So there was a division among the people because of him. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to him, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. Then answered them the Pharisees, Are ye also deceived? Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed in him? But this people who knoweth not the law are cursed. Nicodemus saith to them, He that came to Yeshua by night being one of them, does our law judge any man before it hear him and know what he doeth? They answered and said to him, Art thou also of Galilee? Search and look, for out of Galilee arises no prophet. And every man went to his own house. John chapter 8. The woman taken in adultery. Yeshua went to the Mount of Olives, And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what sayest thou?" This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Yeshua stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. But when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they that heard it, being convicted in their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even to the last. And Yeshua was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Yeshua had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are thy accusers? Has no man condemned thee?" She said, "No man, Adonai." And Yeshua said to her, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." Discourse after the feast. Yeshua, the light of the world. Then spake Yeshua again to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees therefore said to him, "Thou bearest record of thyself. Thy record is not true." Yeshua answered and said to them, "Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go. But ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go. Ye judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet, if I judge, my judgment is true. For I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that beareth witness of myself, and the Father that sent me beareth witness of me." Then said they to him, "Where is thy Father?" Yeshua answered, "Ye neither know me nor my Father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also." These words spake Yeshua in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and his hour was not yet come. Then said Yeshua again to them, "I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come." Then said the Jews, "Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come." And he said to them, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore to you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." Then said they to him, "Who art thou?" And Yeshua saith to them, "Even the same that I said to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things that I have heard of him." They understood not that he spake to them of the Father. Then said Yeshua to them, "When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." As he spake these words, many believed in him. Then said Yeshua to those Jews that believed in him, "If ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make ye free." They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Yeshua answered them, "Verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak that I have seen with my Father, and ye do that ye have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said to them, if ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, that I have heard of Elohim. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even Elohim. Yeshua said to them, if Elohim were your father, ye would love me, for I proceed forth and came from Elohim. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Who of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of Elohim heareth Elohim's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of Elohim. Then answered the Jews and said to him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and has a devil? Yeshua answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and ye do dishonor me, and I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say to you, if a man keep my sayings, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews to him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, whom is dead, and the prophets are dead, and whom makest thou thyself? Yeshua answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your Elohim. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like to you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews to him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Yeshua said to them, verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him, but Yeshua hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, you Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Shabbat Shalom. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Hosanna Rabba, Hosanna Rabba, the great salvation. Hear, 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 Adonai tuned by Israel Dejana, Listen for the Hosanna, the Hosanna here, in this Adonai tune, the Hallel here, day seven of the season. Yes, day seven. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hear it? Did you hear it there in the chorus? Adonai, Hoshiana, 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 Ana, Yahuwah, Hoshiana, Ana, Yahuwah, Hatzlicha, Na, please, Yahuwah, save now, I beseech thee, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, beseech the I, send now prosperity, Ana, Yahuwah, Hoshiana, Ana, Yahuwah, Hatzlicha, Na. Other Yehudim may say, Ana Adonai, Hoshiana Adonai, Hoshiana, Na Adonai, Hatzlicha, Na. And here, as was said on that day, 72 nation prophecy actualized, fulfilled. The Hosanna, 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 here.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume. Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Kedemah HaLasalai say anointed and crowned King of Israel. 70 nations are
with me. The nation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Anna. Adonai Hoshiana, Ana Adonai Hatzlicha, Na. Please, Adonai, deliver I and I. Give I and I victory. Save I and I. Please, Adonai, hurry and bring success, prosperity now. Here, love this tune here, Ayabingi. Hosanna, blessing right here. Heal up to justice sound system.
Never give up, you see. Never give up. Fight the fight. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. You see. Try and we fail. And we try and we fail. But what? One day we're going to conquer. Because you never fail yet. And we still have light. And we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory. Good over evil. Yeah.
Praise
called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Light of this world, Elect of God, Power of the Trinity, Abba Jireh, we love thee.
Who
shall bless this new man curse? Who God bless?
Let no man curse.
Who God is?
Let no man curse.
stop. We cheese and we swap and we cheese and come. I am he that liveth and he that was dead. Ooh, I'm alive again. Wa-da-da, wa-da-da, wa-da-da. Love and Hannah.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen for me. Righteousness, we say.
Every soul dies in the army. Who no righteous apostles serving the Almighty. Could rally round that room, rally round the justice sound. Cause that soon I must go down, and justice wear the crown. Justice be ready now.
Justice, now read it!
The upper room.
Shalom again, shalom chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off, thou hast scattered us, thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble, thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it's shaken. Thou hast showed thy people hard things, thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displayed because of the truth. That thy beloved may be delivered. Save with thy right hand and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice. I will divide Shechem and mete out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of mine head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoe. Philistia, triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? Wilt not thou, O God, which hadst cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our armies? Give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our end, tread down our end, tread down our end.
מזמור סמך למנצח על שושן עדות מכתם לדוד ללמד והצותו את ארם נהריים ואת ארם צובה וישוב יואב ויחת אדום בגי מלח שנים עשר א' אלוהים זנחתנו פרצתנו ענפת תשובב לנו ירעשת ארץ וצמת רפא שבריה חימטה. הראית עמך קשה, השקיטנו יין תרעלה. נתת לרעך נס להתנוסס מפני קושת סלע. למען יחלצון ידידיך, הושיע ימינך וענני. אלוהים דיבר בקודשו, אעלוזה אחלקה שכם ועמק סוכות המדד לי גלעד ולי מנשה ואפרים מעוז ראשי, יהודה מחוקקי. מואב סיר רחתי, על אדום אשליך מעלי, עליי בלשת התרועי. מי יובילני עיר מצור, מי נחני עד אדום? הלא אתה אלוהים זנחתנו, ולא תצא אלוהים בצבאותינו. הבה לנו עזרת מצר, ושב תשועת אדם. באלוהים נעשה חיל, והוא יבוס צרנו, 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 צרנו.
Yes, 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 today's daily psalm according to the royal order. And did you pick up on it? I think it's in, what is it, verse 8 here in the Hebrew, where it says that Elohim spoke in his holiness. Here, verse 7, save with thy right hand and answer me. Hoshea, Hoshea, Hoshana, here, Hoshea, save, give victory, deliver, save, Hoshea, Yemineka, save, your right hand, save with your right hand, Wa'aneinu, and save us, Wa'aneini, Wa'aneini, and save I. Very, very, very interesting, the theme right here, royal order. Here, about to seal up right here. But one more time, that Hosanna to the King of Kings, November 2nd, acceptable year of the Lord, 1930.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Boys, did you hear that? The what kind of branches? One of the four species, palm branches.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Hosanna, blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, himself, himself.
And at times to God himself, times like these. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat salam. Here, coming to the fulfillment, we have the Shemini Atzeret, the eighth day. Yah asks us to remain one more day, keep the 7 days, and here, Hoshana Rabbah, the great salvation, the great victory. Then we have the Shemini Atzeret corresponding with this Shabbat. So what a Shabbaton, what a Sabbath of Sabbaths it is. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity. And I'm always Haile Selassie. My name ready
for the Shabbat day, the Shabbaton, Sabbath of Sabbaths, the correspondence alignment here by Benjamite, instrumental, Rico Dubwise here for the Sabbath time and the Shabbaton.
Thus the heavens Shalom. And the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, holy Shabbat, this is the only day.
reading what it's all about, giving full attention to the Most High of creation. He hallowed it and made it a holy day, separation. Destructions of the world have to be absent. We have to remember the fourth commandment until thy kingdom come.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat.
Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Servitude, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's what the Father said we're supposed to do. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by the words that proceeded by him that sits up on the highest throne.
From the heaven to the earth, angel and man abstain from birth, just as it was from in the first. Why should I diverge? Even love forsake vacation, traveling and spending time one-on-one, it's a way of strengthening their union. We should do the same thing with the Almighty One. Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Shabbat day.
Shabbat, Shabbat, holy Shabbat, yes it is the holy day.
Holy day.
Shabbat, 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 yes it is a Shabbat day.
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Send bet salam. Send bet salam. Send bet salam.
Send bet salam.
Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Send bet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
And here on the outro for the Shabbat day and even this time in the season, memorial of creation, the Shabbat is a little mini memorial. Every 7 days of creation and here in time and the season, connecting with creation and beginning off again, Bereshit. Here on the outro, Dennis, the Prince of Reggae Brown, created by the Father, Joe Gibbs. Heal up, Roots Reggae. Shabbat Shalom, Sembe Salam.
Created a man, he did, yeah. Look at the trees, how their leaves are blowing away in the skies. Listen to the birds, how they're singing away their time. Look at the sun, how it shines bright in the skies. Well, all these things were created by the Father. Look at the grass, how it makes your lungs look pretty. Look at the flower, how it makes your gardens look pretty too. Even when you're feeling weary, sad and low, all you got to do is relax and feel the cool wind blow. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh,
Creation, the iration, and B, that new creation, that new iration, Bashem Yeshua, Yesai HaMoshiach, glory be the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, Shabbat Shalom, Semba Salam. Oh, one more seven here in the season, new day is October 7th, all these sevens, Yesai, give thanks, Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem.